Music Weekend here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Jay Thurber, and since I'm up here thoroughly, I figured we might as well give you the farm report right now. Medium and large steer averaging 322 ahead. Medium and large number one heifers averaging 525. Barrows and gilts, U.S. grade 1 and 2 averaging $85 to $89, and 2 to 3 averaging $68.93. And now, here comes Jerry Reed.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash, left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar up under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-haunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I phoned me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started checking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. Got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. But don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in hobo jungles, bombed a thousand miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar man. Show 'em, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, or make it on out to the club called Jack's if you've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who's leading that five-piece band? Well, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man.
This half hour on Massive Music Weekend on 88.3 WRCT, and I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for being up this early. My goodness, what are you doing up this early besides listening to me play some Jerry Reed here? Don't forget, you can get that whole schedule for Massive Music Weekend. You can find WRCT on Instagram and Facebook, or check out the website at wrct.org. That continues through the rest of the day today, but they stick the best stuff here in the wee small hours of Sunday morning so that you and me can enjoy it. He was born Jerry Hubbard in Atlanta, Georgia. Spent a lot of his early years in foster homes and orphanages after his parents broke up. Finally was reunited with his folks when he was about 7 or 8 years old. Graduated from O'Keefe High School in Atlanta. And was already writing and singing music by the time he graduated. Went to Capitol Records, was promoted as a new teenage singing sensation. But it wasn't until he played that song, or wrote that song, actually, Guitar Man, in 1967, that he became an overnight success after 20 years of hard work, basically. Elvis Presley liked the song so much he wanted to record it, but Elvis could not get the guitar part right. He said something like, and I'm going to do a bad Elvis impression now. He said, you better get me that hillbilly that played that song so that I could get that guitar part. And the hillbilly, of course, was Jerry Reed.
All right. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to you, Shine. Down on your new mud line. Hey, hey, gonna do a little bit of the mute skin of blue. Yeah. Well, I'm going to town, honey.
be Stetson hat. How's that? Can I move? Yeah. Stand back. Here I come. Your bread around, it's getting brown. Hey, 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 gonna do a little bit of the muse, can I move? Well, all right. Here comes Chedaki. Jump on it, son.
Covering the singing Brinkman, Jimmy Rogers' Blue Yodel number 8 as we salute Jerry Reed in this half hour of Massive Music Weekend.
WRCT! Music!
Called the claw. That's what they called Jerry Reed because he would make a claw with his right hand as he plucked at the strings of the guitar. It was heavily influenced by Earl Scruggs and Merle Travis, and we're saluting Jerry Reed this half hour of Massive Music Weekend. And here's something called the Alabama Wild Man.
Dedicated Sunday school teacher. My brother went to college, got a PhD. Daddy said the only dud in the family was me. He said, boy, you ain't never gonna amount to a thing. You sit around
and guitar and sing. You hang around them Duke joints most of your time, making music like some wild man done lost his mind going, ooh, hooky. Now what's that supposed to mean? And sock it to me. You just a wild man, boy. Guitar, you just pack up your stuff. So I left with my guitar and organized me a band. Call myself the Alabama Wild Man. Well, I worked in every joint from New York to the Gulf, singing songs for pennies, never making enough. Many nights I lived on coffee and cold sardines, soda crackers and pork and beans. But friends, I finally went to Music City, USA. Said I'm the Alabama Wild Man, folks. I'm here to stay. Took my guitar and showed what I was talking about. So we made a little record and we put it out with me going, ooh, hook it, boy, hook. Hook it again. Sock it at that guitar. Well, now I'm driving Cadillacs a city block long, and the Alabama Wild Men can do no wrong, cause I'm selling them records. And I'm a-working them shows, and people love me everywhere I go. But friends, a funny thing happened about a week or so back. I worked a show in my hometown, and the place was packed. And guess who was sitting out on the front row seat? Well, my daddy, grinning up at me, patting his feet, yelling, "Sign your daddy, my man! Hook it, boy! Hook it! Play guitar, son! Show 'em!" The preacher went out a-hunting. It was on one Sunday morn. It was against his religion, but he took a shotgun along. He got him a mess of mighty fine quail and one old scraggly hat. But on the way home, he crossed the path of a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear got down, looked ready to charge. The preacher never seen nothing quite that large. They looked each other right smack in the eye. Didn't take that preacher long to say bye. The preacher, he run till he spotted a tree. Said, up in that tree where I ought to be. By the time that bear made a grab for him, the preacher was a-sitting on top of that limb. Scared to death, he turned about. He looked to the sky and began to shout, "Hey, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the bottom of the lion's den. Jonah from the belly of the whale and den. The Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. Hey, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that bear." Yeah! Look out, preacher! Well, about that time the limb broke off and the preacher come a-tumbling down. Had a straight razor out of his pocket about the time he lit on the ground. He landed on his feet right in front of that bear, and Lord, what an awful fight. The preacher and the bear and the razor and the hair just a flying from left to right. Well, the first there's up and then there's down. The preacher and the bear running round and round. The bear, he roared and the preacher, he groaned. Having a tough time holding his own. Said, "Lord, if I get out here alive, get to the good book, I'll abide. No more hunting on the Sabbath day. Come Sunday, I'ma head to church to pray." Up to the heavens, the preacher glanced. Said, "Lord, won't you give me just one more chance?" So the preacher got away. He looked around, seen a tree where he'd be safe and sound. Jumped on a limb, turned about, looked to the sky and began to shout, "Hey, Lord, you delivered old Daniel from the bottom of the lion's den. You delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale and den. The Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. Hey, Lord, if you can't help me, then don't do nothing for that bear. Now, get out of here, man. Lord, do something for me and forget that bear.
On Massive Music Weekend here on WRCT 88.3 with me, Jay Thurber. Some people have said that Jerry Reed might have been one of the first white rappers. I don't know about that, but at least that's what some of the bio material that I looked at. Some people have said back then they would have called it recitations or speak singing. Or he really is. He's kind of rapping in these early songs, isn't he? Huh?
W-R-C-T.
This next song was a massive hit for him all over the charts, country charts, the adult contemporary charts, and the pop charts. 1971, it went to number one because when you're Jerry Reed and you're hot, you're hot on Massive Music Weekend.
Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot. Fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, Judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot.
A little like a rap, doesn't it?
Who's gonna collect my welfare?
All right.
Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos.
letters are getting late. I was at this bar on an interstate when a guy with this bird on his shoulder walked through the door. Yeah. He proceeded to tell me the wildest thing. He said, sir, this bird of mine can sing like no other bird you have ever heard before. Well, I kind of looked at the guy and said, oh, really? He turned to the bird and said, do old Willie. When the bird started singing, I almost fell in the floor.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry.
Well, if that ain't the darndest thing. Well, I thought, son, what a heck of a thing. A man could get rich making that bird sing, and I could feel this wild idea come on strong. And besides, I'm sitting here with 2 weeks' pay, and I'm probably blowing on beer anyway. Then he said, hey, when did you hear him sing like George Jones? He stopped loving her today. A place to read upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. I said, well, that does it, sir. Yep, I'd like to buy that bird with a $500, take him off your hand, huh? Well, he thought for a while, and he said, all right, he handed me the bird, and he said, good night. He counted my money, and out the door he ran. Well, I was thinking I'd found the rainbow's end, that the money would soon be pouring in, when suddenly the bird just flew out the door and was gone. Well, then it hit me, and I got boiling mad, because I knew right then that I'd been had. And as he flew off into the night, he was singing this song.
On the road again, I just can't wait to get on the road again.
Somebody stop that bird!
The life I love is making money with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
My bird!
I just can't wait to get on.
Two songs for Jerry Reed in 1982. Some great imitations there of George Jones and Willie Nelson. As we salute Jerry Reed here on Massive Music Weekend, I'm Jay Thurber. This is 88.3 WRCT. Jerry Reed was so funny that sometimes it overshadows just how good his guitar playing is. And, of course, he became famous later on for a lot of acting appearances, especially with Burt Reynolds in those Smokey and the Bandit movies, two of which are pretty funny in the third. Anyways, here's Jerry Reed's salute to pollution and cars as Lord,
well,
Mr. Ford.
Well, millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke-belching four-wheeled buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son.
Listen to that guitar pick.
Well, now I'm not a man to point a judge, bear a will and to hold a grudge, but I think it's time I said me a few choice words. All about that demon, the automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, to be in the finance company owned, a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in a pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat. Days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke and the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy's a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,099. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems just
your contribution to man, to say the least. Got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Now the average American father and mother own one whole car and a half another. And I bet that half a car's a trick to drive, don't you? Success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now, red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now, all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. And there'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pants. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Was all born with a parking space. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done?
Come away with me, Lucille.
Listen to Jerry Reed all day, but unfortunately we only have a half an hour. Lord Mr. Ford, another hit for Jerry Reed. I'm Jay Thurber. Let's close it out here with a nice take on Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Ain't no use to sit down and wonder why, babe. Traveling on, so baby, don't think twice, it's all right. Head down a long, lonesome road, babe. Yeah, I'm bound, I just can't tell. But adios, it's just too good a word, babe. So I'll just say farewell. I don't mean to tell you that you've been unkind. Been wasting all my value every time. You're the reason this old boy don't walk the line. So baby, don't think twice, it's all right. Well, all right. Take it, take it, take it.
Morning, it's Massive Music Weekend, and you're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Ford Show. Starring Tennessee Ernie.
hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts so big you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. Well, I met a pretty gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Well, I called on her pap like a gentleman oughter. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
That's who we're saluting in this half hour of Massive Music Weekend. Good morning, farmers, and I call you farmers because who the hell else is up this early? It's Massive Music Weekend, and I'm Jay Thurber, and they've put me back on again here in the wee small hours of the Sunday morning as we salute Tennessee Ernie Ford in this half hour. Don't forget, Massive Music Weekend continues all day long today. Every half hour, 88.3 WRCT switches artists and bands, and surely there will be something that you like later on today. And if not, don't call me Shirley. He was born in Bristol, Tennessee in 1919. He studied classical music at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music and then served in the United States Army Air Corps in World War II as the bombardier on a B-29. When he came back, he got a job in radio. Maybe that's why I like Tennessee Ernie Ford so much. Another man after my own heart, a radio announcer who really, truly wanted to be a musician. Shotgun Boogie was his second number one hit. He also had a hit covering Mule Train. This song's called Tennessee Border Number One.
Her eyes were blue, her hair was auburn. Her smile was like an angel dear. She was her daddy's only daughter. And she broke that heart of mine. Her mother said no, she's my only daughter. But we got married on the Tennessee border. Her roses were blooming right on the border. The moon was bright up there. Her personality made me wonder on the Tennessee border.
picked her up in a pickup truck and she broke that heart of mine. Her mother said no, she's my only daughter, but we got married on the Tennessee border.
That was his very first chart hit back in 1949, went to number 8, Tennessee Border, and that was Tennessee Ernie Ford here on Massive Music Weekend. I'm Jay Thurber, and of course, as I mentioned, his first number 1 hit, 1949, was a big year for Tennessee Ernie Ford, was his cover of Mule Train. Went all the way to number 1 on the country charts, number 9 on the pop chart.
Clopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop.
Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clippity
clippity clopping along. Mule train. Mule train. Clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top.
Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clippity
clippity clopping along. There's a plug to chaw back there for a miner in Corona. A guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona. A dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along. Get along. Mule train.
Get out.
Mule train. Clippity clopping through the wind.
Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clippity
clippity clopping along. There's cotton thread needles for the folks way out Chandler. A shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. Some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along. Get along.
Clippity clop, clippity clop,
clippity 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 clopping along. Mule train.
Oscar.
Mule train.
One of the first ones I told is the one about the fellow in the mountains of Tennessee, and he'd stopped by a little place, and one of the good Tennessee folks came in carrying a great big long squirrel rifle and a crock jug with a cob stuck in the end of it. He walked up to the stranger and says, "Hello, buddy." Said, "Here, have a drink." The fellow says, "No, thanks, I don't drink." He says, "Come on, have a drink." Pulled a cob out of that jug. Says, "No, thanks. I don't drink. Don't think." He said, "Come on and have a drink with me. Let's be friends." He said, "I said I don't drink. Now let me alone." And he picked up that big old squirrel rifle and not up like that. And he said, "I said have a drink." And the fella says, "Well, if you put it that way, I will." And he took that jug and turned her up and took a big pull on it. And he turned green, yellow, blue. He coughed and gagged and racked and coughed and like to died. And finally got his voice and says, "That's the worst stuff I ever tasted." And the old mountaineer says, "Ain't that the truth?" Says, "Here, hold the gun on me while I speak to him."
It's been a long, long time. How am I doing? I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems that it was only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away? Well, how's your new love? I hope he's doing fine. Heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Now that's the same thing that you told me. Seems like just the other day. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away? Well, I gotta go now. Guess I'll see you around. Don't know when though, never know when I'll be back in town. But remember what I tell you, that in time you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away. Ain't it funny how time slips away?
To come over for several different reasons. I wanted to see him again, I want you to see him, and I want you to hear him. This fellow Merle Travis is responsible for some of the best luck I ever had. Merle, bring your guitar. Come over, sit in.
All right.
Good boy. You may know this, but some of you may not. This is the gentleman that wrote a song called 16 Ton.
Never amounted much so till you sung it, I'll tell you that.
You want to know something? I never amounted to much till I sung it either.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons. A number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't go a high
tall woman, make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe to the company store.
Oh, bless his old pea-picking heart. That's Tennessee Ernie Ford, and that's a song that really made him an international superstar. 16 tons covering Merle Travis. Of course, it led to Ernie Ford getting his own show on NBC television, sponsored by Ford. No known relation. Incidentally, the Ford Show with Tennessee Ernie Ford, which ran for 5 years, is the first place that the public got to see the Peanuts gang, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, and Lucy, animated, and of course led to all those Charlie Brown specials years later. Here's Merle Travis and Tennessee Ernie Ford again with a little duet that sounds as something like this.
An old song I made up one time called The 9-Pound Hammer.
You wrote that one too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Play the chord.
All right.
This 9-Pound Hammer is a little too heavy.
That's the one.
For my size. Honey, for my size. I'm going on a mountain. Gonna see my baby. But I ain't coming back. No, I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy. Don't you roll so slow. How can I roll? Full of load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't go? Watch him pitch. That's fine. That's the best you ever saw. Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
How can I roll,
nah, I can roll
when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy. Full of load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't roll? When the wheels won't roll.
Mississippi. Take a look around that happy little town. If you're looking for a little girl, you'll find her in M-E-M-P-H-I-S. So that's a Memphis, Tennessee. Well, they say all the pretty girls come from Minneapolis.
No, no, they come from Memphis.
And all the sweet girls come from Baltimore.
M-E-M-P-H-I-S,
and that's a Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
the Donnybrook song Memphis on the Ford Show in about 1961. I'm Jay Thurber. It's Massive Music Weekend. Right now we are saluting the late, great Tennessee Ernie Ford. And incidentally, if you are ever in Bristol, Tennessee, why, you need to stop by the History of Country Music Museum, where they have a large exhibit devoted to their favorite son, Tennessee Ernie Ford.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, why, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again, or keep on smiling. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Our guest, Tony Bennett, ladies and gentlemen.
Are gonna clear up,
yeah.
Put on a happy face, brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face, take off that gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style, you'll look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile, pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. And put on a happy, happy, happy face.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling. The whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again, keep on smiling. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Tennessee Ernie Ford with Tony Bennett on The Ford Show. Unfortunately, as the 60s moved on, Tennessee Ernie Ford developed a drinking problem. His records were not selling as well as they used to. He still had a TV show, first on NBC and then later on ABC, but his health began to decline. Nevertheless, the man has 3 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, 1 for radio, 1 for records, and 1 for television. In 1984, President Reagan gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And in 1990, he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. 1991, he was invited to a state dinner at the White House, hosted by President George H.W. Bush, and became seriously ill upon leaving. He passed away on October 17th, 1991, at a hospital outside of Washington, D.C. He moved into gospel music later on in his career. We're going to leave you with one of those gospel tunes. His backup group here is the Jordanaires.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul.
Filled my soul.
It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Made me
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn him,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Makes it right. Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies. But just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
It makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. And now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame posthumously, the late, great Tennessee Ernie Ford here on Massive Music Weekend. Let's wrap things up now. I'm Jay Thurber. Thanks so much for listening. And just a little bit more Ernie Ford to close us out.
And seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mines. It'll form as a habit and seep in your soul till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where danger is double and pleasures a few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. It's many a man I have known in my day who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope and a drunkard his wine. A man will have lust for the lure of the mines. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew.
Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday at noon to Sunday at midnight, we'll be spending 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands. You can visit WRCT.org to visit the full schedule of our annual music marathon. Stay frosty and tune in. WRCT is supported in part by Sidecar Bakery.